When you listen to Morning Edition, ever notice how some voices can really get your attention?
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump says he's still hopeful that you...
Korva's been a newscaster since 2013, writing, producing, and delivering news to nearly 14 million listeners per week who tune into the nation's number one morning drive program. And Korva's coming to Wichita at the end of the month. She's the featured guest at KMUW's Media Circus to support diversity and internships. KMUW's Carla Echols talked to Korva about her job at NPR.
Hi, Korva.
Hi, Carla.
I'm so glad that you could join me today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, too.
And we're so excited about Media Circus coming up on June 29th. We look forward to you coming.
I am really excited to be here. This looks just so cool. I looked at all the images from last year, and I was like, oh, I want to go. This looks like so much fun.
Yes, we're going to have a lemur, a penguin, and so much fun. You're right. It will be games and a whole lot more. And, Korva, I've got to begin with this first question. It's something that everybody wants to know, and that is, what time do you get up?
I get up at 1 in the morning, and I'm usually in my seat by about 3:15 a.m., and mainly that's so I can prepare for the day. I want to know what's happened, just like everyone else does when they tune into Morning Edition. What happened while I was sleeping? I want to know what's been happening on the other side of the world. So I'll usually check all of my news sources, of course, which include looking at NPR.org and going back and listening to some of the things we broadcast and making sure that I am ready to write and deliver the news when my first newscast rolls around at 6 a.m. Eastern Time and 5 a.m. Central Time.
You know, I remember one time I interviewed Jean Cochran years and years ago, and she talked about riding her bike to work. Korva, do you ever do that?
No, I do not ride my bike to work.
I know it was in the middle of the night, but I said, I wonder if Korva does the same thing.
And that is because I live about 15 miles outside Baltimore, Maryland. So it would be a bit of a bike ride in order to get into work. Some people do. I am not one of those people. I live a little further out.
Have you ever been late to work?
Nope. I have never. Let me put it this way. I've never missed a newscast. There was one time, this isn't funny, but I came in late because there was a car accident. I had to stop and render aid. But I have never missed a newscast.
So what is something about your job that people would be surprised to know?
People would probably be surprised to know how little speaking I do on the radio and how much writing I do. It's all in the writing. The presentation part is kind of like the cherry on the cake. It's the writing. It's that turn of phrase. It's the choice of stories. It's the very essence of what sets NPR apart, I believe, from other news outlets. What is it that we're telling you? Well, we're telling you certain stories because we believe you really want to know this. You want to find out more. We don't do necessarily the 3-second sound bite. We'll give people a nice long chunk of time to talk about their point of view.
And Korva, you shared in one of your tweets once that there is a newscast that you will never forget.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about that moment when you decided to quote President Trump directly, profanity and all?
Oh, the epithet deleted newscast. I remember that well. That happened in January 2018. And what had happened was the president had used a derogatory phrase to refer to certain African countries and certain Caribbean countries. And there was a big back and forth here at NPR about whether or not to quote the president. Now, because it's an expletive, I'm not going to repeat it. I did that day. And the reason that we did was because after a long and intense discussion, we felt that it was important that listeners actually know what the president's thinking was about this matter. It had to do with the concept of race. It had to do with the concept of immigration. It had to do with the concept of nations that were more favored with the Trump administrations and which were less. And that is why NPR News Management, in conjunction with NPR Legal, decided to go ahead and quote in full the president's remark. I actually ended up retweeting Morning Edition host Steve Inskeep, who said, oh, by the way, Korva Coleman said X, and I retweeted him saying, I will never forget this newscast. Never, 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 never.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Some of the comments online were saying things like unwavering dignity in the way you said it, and also never heard it sound classier.
Well, there's that. That is certainly one way to put it. I heard from other people who were extremely disappointed in me and thought, oh, my God, gosh, why did she choose to do that? And I still believe to this day, if I were presented with the same choice, I would make that same choice again. Because, like it or not, this is the age of social media, and this is what elected officials are saying and how they're conducting policy. Do I like it? Do I agree with it? That's not for me to say, but it is for me to let you know what is being said.
Corporate Coleman, according to a report by the Pew Research Center, about 2 in 3 adults say fake news stories are causing a great deal of confusion about the basic facts of current issues. And nearly a quarter of adults say they have shared completely made-up news. What do news organizations need to do to combat this?
They need to hire good editors. I am so, so proud of the editing staff that we have here at NPR. It takes real teamwork to put together the news that we put together every day. I have a colleague that I work with just in newscast who's my editor as well as that of my co-anchor, Dave Mattingly. Her sole job is to make sure every word that comes out of my mouth is factually correct, that the numbers are correct, the date is correct, the name is pronounced the right way.
And Corporate, when it comes to diversity, what do you think is the biggest area newsrooms are making strides, and what do we need to work on?
I think we need to continue making strides, and I applaud NPR for doing this, to make sure that we hire people who reflect their communities. I would like to point to NPR's Code Switch blog. This is an effort that NPR has put together to cover race in the United States, and it's talked about any number of really interesting things to me, but may be controversial to others. For example, there was a long discussion recently about use of the word yellow when referring to people who are Asian American. This was written by an Asian American colleague. She looked into the history of the word, how races were first defined and assigned colors, how people are not using that word today, how some people are using that word today. We can only have that conversation or that kind of conversation if we have different people at the table talking to us about what their lived reality is really like.
That's NPR's Korva Coleman. She's responsible for writing, producing, and delivering national newscasts airing during NPR's Morning Edition. Thank you so much, Korva.
You're welcome, Carla.